Have you ever gone through something so painful that you wondered if you'd ever be able to make it through? When you finally did make it through, were you grateful for the life lessons you learned through the pain? If so, then you'll understand what I'm about to say. If not, take the walk with me. I promise it'll all make sense when I'm done. Several years ago, I found myself in the middle of a separation. I had 4 young children and lived in a city with no family and very few friends, save a few church members I socialized with. I was terrified. I was anxious about being a single mom, petrified of never finding true love, and frightened I was making the biggest mistake of my life. Nevertheless, no matter how scared I was, I had no choice but to persevere despite my fears and anxieties. I found the courage to get out of bed and face the world each morning. As a result of my perseverance, I began to learn more about myself and what I could do when my back was pressed against a wall. I learned the untapped strength that lay deep within me. Before long, the fearful, separated young woman grew into a strong, independent woman who walked into the office of a divorce lawyer and filed for divorce. Filing for divorce was actually much easier than I thought it would be. I'm not sure why, but I think it was because I knew it was coming. The marriage had been painful for years. We were both very tired of hurting, but it took me a long time to face the fact that we were trying to make something work that just wasn't meant to be. When my ex-husband moved out of the family home, we said it was just a separation, but we both knew that wasn't the full truth. We knew it was the beginning of the end, so the next logical step was to get a divorce. Our divorce was very amicable, even though we were both fighting our own individual struggles. We talked on the phone quite a bit because we had children to raise. Our divorce had nothing to do with the 4 little people that depended on us for their survival. We had to be adults about the situation, no matter how much we hurt. For me, the only way I could remain amicable and not lash out at my ex-husband was to process my own pain through my relationship with God. I know we live in an age when there are many religious and cultural options to choose from in the faith department, so I will make the following disclaimer. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Bible as written and pull my morals and virtues from my relationship with my Heavenly Father. When I am sad, I cry to Him. When I'm hurt, I tell Him about it. When I feel unloved, I ask Him to wrap His arms around me. This is my truth. I understand my truth is not everyone's truth. We are all different and choose our own source of faith. This book is not about God or my relationship with Him. But because He is such an integral part of my life, there may be references to Him and how I prayed for His help when learning some of the difficult lessons I will disclose later. This book is not intended to try to win anyone to Christ or convert anyone from their current religious views. I believe in keeping the main thing the main thing. The main thing for this book is this. Divorce does not have to be this dark, painful taboo the world makes it out to be. Sometimes a divorce can teach you in a year what 10 years of marriage would never afforded you the opportunity to learn. A divorce can be a catalyst to make you take a long, hard look at yourself. In short, it is up to you. You can allow this thing to eat you up on the inside, or you can grow and become a better person as a result of your pain. The choice is yours. But when I was given the opportunity, I chose the latter. And I can honestly say I am better because of it. It's a process I vowed to only experience once. It wasn't what I planned when I said I do. But when it happened, I learned to embrace the process. And as a result, not only did I survive, but I flourished. And I now help other women flourish in their painful situations. Now for the good stuff. Each chapter details a life lesson I learned as a result of getting a divorce. I made countless mistakes when learning those lessons. But the important thing is I learned them. I'm not in any way an advocate for divorce. In fact, I believe couples should do everything in their power to avoid divorce. It is my opinion that many divorces happen because we do not make the best choices before or after the big day. Just because 2 people are good in bed together, that does not mean they should get married. Yes, I said it. Just because you share the same values and goals in life, that does not mean you should rush to the altar. Everyone that makes a baby together is not ready for the full-time commitment of till death. If we start to think out our commitments a little better, that may decrease the number of divorces we see.